Mitzrayim, or else he should have grapes in water. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding daf ayin omer aleph. The top line of the Gemara says lechazisa. What's the remedy? What's the refuah for chazisa? Rashi says yalefes. That's like a growth on the skin. Is leisiv shev chiti arzanaisa. Let him take 7 wheat stalks from arzanaisa. As Rashi says, that means thick wheat. For niklinu, and let him. He should roast it amorachadato, like on a new piece of metal. When the juice comes out of it, let him smear it, let him yimshach, let him smear this juice on his skin. Rashi did this type of a remedy for a goy. That the goy had saras, Rashi says, he had leprosy. Viscously, it also cured him. Shmuel said, if somebody was hit with a sword, made a Persian sword, is mechayel lechay, the person won't live anymore. So Rashi explained, because when they used to make the metal swords, they used to make it mitzarfit with some of with poison. So therefore, if you hit with that sword, the poison went in you, and for sure you're going to die. But yishneu adahokav yoch, in the meantime, nisfulei, let's give you something, in other words, to prolong your life a little bit. So nisfulei bisra shemenel, let's give him fat meat, agumri, that was roasted on coals, and raw wine. Maybe you'll live a little bit longer. And be able to tell his household like what to do, like to give over his last words. If somebody swallowed a wasp, is again, the person cannot live. But in the meantime, let him drink a revius of strong vinegar. Shamgaz, Rashi says, it means strong vinegar. Efshe dechaya purta, maybe you live a little bit longer. Or mafkid lebeisa, be able to tell over the people in his house what to do. Om Rav Yishua ben Levi, ocha bosa shor belefes. Somebody eats meat, like beef meat, belefes with turnips, the lan belavona belayla, and he sleeps outside under the moon in the nighttime. Beleil yudal roi tezva betkuf estamas, in the night of the 14th or the 15th day of tkuf estamas, is achzosi achila. It's going to grab a hold of him, the sickness called achila. It's either a chill or a fever will grab a hold of him. Tanu, we learned like this. Gamamala krisa mikoldov, whoever fills himself up from eating anything, is achzosi achila, again, he'll get a fever or a chill. But it's no good to fill yourself up. Amara papa, afilu mitamri, that even if you fill yourself up with dates, it'll also cause you to get this chill. But the Gemara Pshita, of course, why not? Why is dates different? So Gemara says, yes. Sa'akotat d'chemina, I would have thought to say, Hayol v'yom amar, since we learned that tamri mashbin, tomorrow dates fill you up, or mashchanan, and it warms up your body, or mishalsan, it makes you go, or ma'ashran, it makes you strong, v'loim mefanokim, it doesn't do any harm to your heart, like usually we have something sweet that harms your heart a little bit. This does not harm your heart. It's only good for you. So therefore, a maloi, maybe if you fill yourself up with dates, nothing should be wrong. Kamash malon, still, it's no good to fill yourself up with it. Now the Gemara says, my achila, what is this achila? Omri ablaza eish shalatzamas. That means burning in the bones. So the Gemara says, my eish shalatzamas, what does that mean? Omri abayas, abayas, what it means to say is, eish garmi. It means burning like in the bones. In other words, we said, you get fever inside. My asusa, what's the healing for this? Omr Abaye said that Omr Aim, my mother told me, Kulush Kaina, any type of the medicine that you take, Tulosa, sometimes you have to drink it, take it for 3 days, for Shiva, sometimes for 7 days the medicine takes, or Teresa, sometimes the medicine takes even 12 days. For high, but for this sickness, Adamasia, you have to keep on taking the medicine until it cures you. Now Kulush Kaina, all type of medicines, Alibirakon, it's good to take on an empty stomach. For this sickness, you should take the medicine after you ate and drank. And then you go into the basic kisei. If nothing come out, or mash your yod and wash your hands, or maisilei. Then we bring you buna d'shtisa. we bring you like a handful of shtisa. Rashi says, that shein meichel osu mikemech adoshim melech, type of a food that's made from adoshim, bean flour, or melech and salt. So bunya de shtisa de tavchit, take a spoonful of a handful of this, or bunya de chamra tika, and a handful of old wine. V'nigvelinu b'had yadodi, let him mix it up together. V'nechel, let him eat this. Then v'nichrich besadina, let him wrap himself up in a cloth. V'nigina, and let him go to sleep. V'leka de nukmin, nobody should wake him up by the kohen asher until he wakes up by himself. In other words, good for him to sleep. V'chikoi, but as soon as he wakes up by himself, lishkel lesadina minei, we should take away this cloth from him. V'leikos, if we don't take away this cloth, hoder alavayo, then the sick could come back on him. Om alei Eliyahu Rav Nosson. Eliyahu told Rav Nosson, Ochal shlish, a person should always like eat one third of his capacity. Vishasa shlish, and drink one third of the capacity of his stomach. Vahana shlish, leave one third always empty. There's no fill yourself up. Likeshetikoyis, because then when you get angry, tamadamulecha, the anger will fill you up. So Rashi explained, because if you fill yourself up completely, then if a person gets angry, it could cause his stomach to burst. So always leave over one third empty. Tone Reb Chiyah learned like this. Somebody wants to do things that it should not come to have stomach problems. Is the erogable tivoli. He should always be used to dipping his bread into wine. Ikayitz in the summer of a cherif in the winter. And so the secho shahanoschim imeno, some type of food is suited that you really enjoy. In other words, you want to fill yourself up with it. Moshe yotchemeno, take your hands away from it. In other words, don't fill yourself up. The time when you have to go to the Peskis, it is yourself, don't hold yourself back, but go. If somebody drinks this white type of tila, Rashi says it means yayin ra, this bad wine, is achzoso visik. It's going to make you become weak. Omar Rav Chisda, shisin mini cham heaven. There are 60 different types of wines. Mali lukulu, the best type of a wine is sumker reschono, red that smells good. Kiriya the kulu, what's the worst type of a wine? That's tilichiyura, that's this white wine that's very bad. Omar Rav Yehuda, Haiman de Yosef Bitzafarni, people that sit in the morning Nisan of in Chodesh Nisan, God be nura by a fire. V'shayif mashkin, he smears himself with oil. V'nof, then he goes outside, v'yosef v'shimshin, he sits out in the sun. Is achzosa visit. This will also make him weak. Tana Rabbanu will learn like this. Heik is done with somebody that has bloodletting, v'shimish mitosa, then he lives with his wife. Heaven loy bonim v'sikin. He's going to have children also that will come out to be weak. If the wife gets pregnant from this bia, the child will be weak. Heik is shneim, let's say both the man and the wife both had bloodletting, v'shimish, and then they both live together. Heaven loy bonim bali rosin. We'll have children even weaker than that, bali rosin. Omer ha'popol ha'mor nel loy toyim midi, if they didn't eat anything after they let the blood. After they let out some blood, they did eat something, less than blood, then there's nothing wrong. Amar Rabba Bar Barhuna, somebody comes up off the road, after traveling, v'shimish mitosa, and he lives with his wife right away, heavenly bonim v'sikin. Again, the child, if his wife becomes pregnant from this, the child will be very weak. Tana Rabbanim learned like this, ha'bom mi'beis ha'kisei, somebody comes out of the beis ha'kisei, al yishamish mitosai, he should not live with his wife. Until you wait at least the time to walk a chatzimil, like 9 minutes. Because the shade, the demon of the Beis HaKisei, walks with you. And if you live with your wife then, and your wife become pregnant, you're going to have children to have epileptic. Tanur Rabbanim will learn like this. So some say though that now a Beis HaKisei in the house, it doesn't apply. It's only the Beis HaKisei outside in the fields that have the shade in there. But in our house, we don't really have a shame based kisei. Tana Rabbanan learned like this. Hamashamish mitosim oimid. If somebody lives with his wife when he's standing up, or zosei ovis, he'll have the sickness of ovis will come upon. Some say it means he'll have convulsions. Meyushib, if he lives with his wife when he's sitting, or zosei deluria, then he'll have deluria, spasms. Himu mala, what about if she is above? Vumu mata, and he's on bottom? Exhausted deliria. He lost out this type of a sickness. My deliria, what is deliria? Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Sam deluria. So first it said the cure for deluria, that's the dadoda, this type of a grass dadoda. My dadoda, what is this? A mabaya marika tehusi. It's like a type of a thorns. Rav Papa olis ubolib. Rav Papa used to chew it and swallow it. Rav Papi olis vishadale. He would just chew it and then spit it out. Omer Abaye Abaye said like this, that Nisha in the Bokeh V'derech Cheret, somebody that does not know how to live with his wife, in other words, it means that he's too weak, he doesn't have the strength, is Leise Gimel Kapizi Koturmi. The Yetzer is, let him take three measurements of safflower, the Chusei, and grind it, for Nidkinu, the Chori, or Nidkinu, let him grind it, Nishkalil, let him cook it up, the Chamra in wine, for Nisha, let him drink it. I took these things, and these things made me back to be like a young person, because it gave them back the strength. Shleisha devarim, three things, machishim kreches lo, that makes you weak. V'yeluhein, pacha, to be a fear, derech, traveling, v'oven and averis. Pacha dechtziv, libi sachsos vani koichim. His heart was scared, therefore his strength left him. Derech dechtziv, ona b'derech koichi. Through traveling, he lost the strength. Oven dechtziv, kosher b'avani koichi. Now by doing averis, you lose your strength. Shloisha devarim matiz and gufa shlodim. Three things also make your body, like also disintegrate, make your body also very weak. V'yeluhein, ochal moment. Somebody eats sitting up, v'shasa moment, and he drinks standing up. The shimish mitasa moment, or else if he lives with his wife standing up. Chamisha, five things craven l'misi yesam enchaim. You're more closer to death than to being alive. Someone eats and right away he stands up. Shosa, right away when he finished drinking, he stands up. Hekas down the yomer, right away after letting blood out, he stands up. Yoshan, he's sleeping the yomer, right away he wakes up, he stands up. Shimish mitas of yomer, right after living with his wife, he stands up right away. These things are harmful, they're very harmful. Shisha, six things, oiso, oiso, and miyad meis. If you do these six things, you're going to die right away. V'eluhein, habo b'derech, somebody comes home from traveling. V'nisiyagi, is very tired, wearing. Hekes dam, right away lets out some blood. V'nichnas b'beis ha'mircha, then he goes takes a shower. V'shosa, and he drinks. V'nishtaker, and he becomes shika. V'yosh, and he goes to sleep. Agabe kakon on the ground. V'shimish b'tos, and he lives with his wife. Omer Avyechnen, v'hu shosa, and kisidrin. Only if you do these six things in this order. Omer Abaye, b'yisa, kisidrin meis. If you do these six things in this order, you'll die. Shloi kisidra, not in disorder, then cholish ilona become weak. And it's not that way from Uris, name of the person. Of the Leliada did to his slave, plus him and I were three of these things, who missed and died right away. So we're into the hook, Hushaheve, he was a weak Evet. For a normal person, you have to do these six things one after another. Shemoina, eight things, Rubin Kush, if you do a lot of them, it's harmful, or Miyutun Yof, a little bit is good. V'eluhein, Derech, traveling, for Derech Eris, living with your wife. Oisher, being rich, it's no good to be too rich, but a little bit is good. Or malacha, not to work too much, but a little bit. Yayin, drinking wine. Vishina, sleeping. Chaman, taking something hot. Tiakozes dam, and letting blood. Shemoina, eight things. Mamatim is a zera. It takes away you from having zera and makes you more sterile-like. V'eluhein, ha-melech, salt, v'harov, and to hunger yourself. V'ha-netek, if you have what the type of a netek is, scales you have on you. Bechia, a person's crying. Veshina agabikaka, he sleeps on the ground. Yeah, veshina agabikaka, sleeping on the floor. Vegadgonios, some type of beans. Ukshois and cucumbers. Shleibizmana, not on the right time. Vakozas dam lamata kiflaim. And if you have bloodletting from underneath below, that's twice as bad. Talmud learned like this: Kishem shekosh lamata keflayim. The same if you have bloodletting from the bottom of your body. We'll soon see what that means. It's double bad. Kach yofu lamala keflayim. If you do it on above, on the top part of your body, the bloodletting is doubly good. Omer HaPapa said lamata. What is lamata?